And turn with me, please, to Psalm 119. We'll read today the first section here called Aleph. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. And we begin today on a series that will go about 6 months. On Psalm 119. We'll take a section at a time. And today what I'm going to do in our meditation is to give a bit of an overview of some things in Psalm 119 and show how they are in this first section, Aleph. And we don't know who wrote Psalm 119. We just don't know. But as we say so often, there are a couple of things we do know. Number one, it was given by the Holy Spirit. This is the Word of God. Whoever it was that the human instrument was, this is the Word of God. Number two, it speaks of Jesus Christ through and through. Again, how do we know that? Well, it is because Jesus himself said so after his resurrection. In Luke chapter 24, verse 44, he said, among other things, the Psalms speak of me. So these things we know about Psalm 119. Let's go on to see some other things in general. You see each heading there, if you're looking in your Bible, starts with, at least if you have a New King James there, the name of an Hebrew alphabet letter. And in our New King James, the actual letter itself is there. So you can see Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, He, Vav. And you can see the letters there. Whoever wrote this was a gifted poet. A gifted poet. Every verse in the Hebrew, in this first section, verses 1 through 8, every verse starts with a word that starts with the letter Aleph. In verses 9 through 16, every single first letter, that is the first letter of the first word in each verse, starts with a Beit. And the same with 17 through 24 with Gimel and Dalet and He, Vav, Zion, and on through the alphabet. Now, this isn't the only psalm in Scripture that is this way, and these sorts of poems are called acrostic poems. There are other acrostic psalms, but none of them are perfect. Some of them have every single letter of the alphabet in order, starting out a verse, but they only get to a certain point, like us going through the alphabet and ending with T, leaving off U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Or else, there's at least one psalm that goes from Aleph to Tav. That's like us saying A to Z. But there are a few letters missing. But this psalm has every single Hebrew letter all the way to the end. 8 times for each letter. It's a pretty amazing production just on a human level. Now then, there's something else we ought to note, and maybe even you children saw this. This is about God's Word. Isn't that interesting? God's Word about God's Word. Let's look at these verses, for example, in section Aleph. In verse 1, they walk in the law of the Lord. In verse 2, those who keep his testimonies. Verse 3, they walk in his ways. Verse 4, You've commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Verse 5, your statutes. Verse 6, your commandments. Verse 7, your righteous judgments. Verse 8, your statutes. These are all different words talking about God's word. As a matter of fact, almost every single verse in Psalm 119 directly references the rest of God's word in this way. There's only one verse for sure that doesn't. And there are some people who think there's a second. It all speaks of God's word and of the blessing of having God's word. Say, isn't it the case here, as we look at these verses, at least in our English version, the first two start out talking about blessedness. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. It is a blessing indeed to have God's word. It is a blessing indeed to know God's word. It is a blessing indeed to be able to live according to God's word. The person who has a renewed heart, the person upon whom the living word, the word become flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ has worked, that heart that once was dead in sin and is now alive in Jesus Christ now delights in the law of God after the inner man, as the Apostle Paul says near the end of Romans chapter 7. We delight in God's law. And let me show you something here too. The delight in the law of God is not what gives us peace with God. Okay, let's be really clear on this. Delighting in the law of God does not bring us peace with God. Peace with God brings us to delight in his word. We love, as the Apostle John wrote, because he first loved us. It is God's initiative. In other words, children, God is the one who starts everything out, not you. And God is the one who brings it all to completion, not you. He saves. He does not enable you to save yourself. God saves, for you cannot save yourself. You cannot be at peace with God unless God brings that peace. How does he do so? By ignoring his law that he moved his Holy Spirit to speak of here in this first part of Psalm 119, well, say, in every part of Psalm 119 and throughout the rest of his word. Will God set aside his law? How can he do that when his law is a reflection of his holy and good character? He cannot deny himself. No, he doesn't overlook sin. He doesn't set aside what are called here his righteous judgments. No, he in kindness provided his only begotten Son, who kept the law, who was undefiled in the way. That means, children, he was not made filthy by sin. Because Jesus never did sin. He walked in the law of the Lord perfectly. He kept God's testimonies and sought him with whole heart. He did no iniquity, another old-time word for sin, children. He walked in God's ways. He did as the Father commanded and kept the precepts diligently. His ways were directed to keep God's statutes. He was never ashamed when he looked into all his Father's commandments. He praised his Father with uprightness heart because he always knew his Father's righteous judgments. He kept his Father's statutes. And therefore, after in agony, he cried out on the cross, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me? He was able to say, with nearly his last breath, but triumphantly, it is finished. And, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. His Father did not forsake him utterly. It is because another kept the law then perfectly for his people that you and I live. Jesus lived. We've been looking at this in our sermons, looking at the Passover. He died that we might live. He lived to give us righteousness, died to purchase our forgiveness, rose again triumphant over all, and pulling us out of the spiritual grave with the assurance that our bodies shall follow in his resurrection as well. The psalmist is writing here as one who is redeemed. He delights more and more in the law because Jesus has saved him from his sin. These are the words of believers, not people who are trying to get right with God, but who are by God's sovereign action made right with him. This is the heart cry of the believer who wants to be more holy, who wants to be more in line with God's word and God's will. This is the, well, we might say, this is the spirit here in part Aleph of all the psalm. Whether we look at the speaking of judgments, whether the psalmist might speak of times of affliction, whatever his providences might happen to be, while he continues to look to the word written and to the word become flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what we'll be seeing the next nearly six months as we go through these. God willing, Larry will be feeling well enough to take on a lot of these soon. Until that time, I'll be doing them, but these are ongoing themes that we will see right here, and part Aleph is a good place to start looking at them.